All right, we're on the line now with Destination Salem Executive Director Kate Fox. And, Kate, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
As we were just mentioning, a little busy time, I guess, here. It's weird because this is the culmination of a year of planning, sometimes years of planning. So let's start with the overall outlook of Destination Salem this month. It's been a while since we've chatted, but what's on your agenda, I guess, probably for the weekend?
Well, it's the final weekend of October. We've seen larger than ever crowds in Salem. We're trending about 10 to 15% above the visitation we saw last year, which were huge crowds. So it's been a great month for the business community. It's been a crowded month for everybody. So as we go into the last week, we are reminding everybody to use public transportation. Do not drive into Salem. The MBTA has added trains throughout the weekend. The Salem Ferry for people coming up from Boston has added extra boats and expanded service. So there's lots to do. It's going to be a great weekend, and we want people to avoid starting it off on a bad note by sitting in traffic and take the train.
At this point, I'm guessing there's no lodging available. Everything is probably booked up.
Yeah, there, you know, other than a rare cancellation that, can make a miracle come true for somebody, it's everything's been booked for months.
What are some of the highlights, Kay, from your perspective in terms of businesses or things going on? Because everything we see on the news, on television, is people in the streets with costumes. But, there's so much more than that.
Yeah, we're really excited that we have Real Pirate Salem as part of the Salem product this year. It's a new museum on Derby Street that's about the shipwreck of the Witta, which went down in a nor'easter off Cape Cod in 1717. And then we also have the attractions and museums that are interpreting the story of the Salem witch trials, which is what makes us famous and why people recognize Salem as the witch city. The Peabody Essex Museum has added an audio tour, which is the history of the witch trials, and it goes both inside and outside of the museum. So that's a great new addition. And for people who want to get scared, we've got a nice selection of haunted houses. The International Monster Museum is the newest haunted house this year, and that's right in the Museum Place Mall. So lots to do, lots going on. I encourage people to get off Essex Street and explore Front Street, Derby Street, get down to Pickering Wharf, because there's just a lot to see.
All right, and what's your advice, Kate, separating children and adults? In other words, what are some of the children's activities probably in the daytime, and then what's mainly attractive for the adults, especially on this weekend?
Well, the kids, especially the younger kids, are getting a lot out of the Good Witch of Salem. She is a new store on North Street near the Witch House, and she believes she's promoting the good in everyone, and it's very pink and delightful. The kids are also, and they enjoy some of the haunted houses, and some of them do have scare meters on them. So if you have a child who might not want the scariest experience, you can ask the people inside to turn it down a notch. Everybody's enjoying the Hocus Pocus sites and mm-hmm. Walking around and taking a look at Allison's house, going to Salem Common. We'll also have the Merchant Marketplace running this weekend, and that's on Salem Common, Derby Square, and Fortin Park. So lots of vendors, lots of things to look at, and places to explore, ticketed and also free.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the adult attractions, I'm guessing, would probably be the restaurants and pubs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, restaurants and pubs. Halloween night, I have a beer garden on Washington Street, as we do every year. The Halloween costume parties are all this weekend, so whether you're going to Salem Waterfront Hotel, the Hawthorne Hotel, Rockefeller's, lots of parties this weekend. Most have sold out their tickets, but a couple of spare tickets might be found if people have a costume at the ready.
Wow.
And then Friday night we do have the final screening of Hocus Pocus. The original film will be shown on Salem Common. That's free. Bring your blankets mm-hmm. and your chairs and hot cocoa in a cooler.
There you go.
A thermos.
All right, Kate, any final advice?
Take the train and have fun. It's going to be a great weekend. The weather's cooperating, so I hope everybody enjoys themselves.
All right, Kate, thank you so much. Good luck and be well.
Thanks, Rick. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Kate Fox, who is the Executive Director of Destination Salem. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.